A new survey finds 2/3 of parents admit the only thing they ever post about on Facebook is their kids. That doesn't mean they love seeing kids on Facebook, though. 59% say they unfriended someone for posting too much about their kids. Okay, so
a little hypocritical there.
I think so, yes.
There's a new career builder survey that says 21% of full-time employees plan on changing jobs this year. That's up from 17% last year. And the two main reasons are salary and feeling undervalued by their boss. But still, 59% say they're perfectly happy in their current job. And if that's you, see if you agree with this list of the top 8 reasons people don't want to leave their jobs.
All right.
You feel valued by your company. You like your boss. You have a short commute. You're still nervous about the job market. Good salary. Good benefits. You have enough time to have a life. And the number one reason you don't want to leave your job is because you like your coworkers.
What personality trait do you hate the most? Now, we're not talking about your own personality because obviously you're perfect, but other people, what are the things that other people do that just drive you nuts? Here's some of the ones that came out. 3 of them, people who never leave room in a conversation for you to say anything. People who always have to one-up everything that you say. And another one that people say they absolutely hate, people who are chronically late.
New movies opening in theaters this weekend. Too Widespread, The Lone Survivor. Mark Wahlberg, Taylor Kitsch, Emile Hirsch, and Ben Foster. They play a 4-man SEAL team sent into Afghanistan to capture and kill a Taliban leader. And after their mission is compromised, their decision to release some civilians and risk the chance that they'll warn the enemy turns into a desperate battle that only one soldier walks away from. Eric Bana is also in it as their commanding officer back at the base. And The Legend of Hercules. Kellan Lutz from the Twilight movies plays Hercules, the son of Zeus, and he's betrayed by his stepfather, who sells him into slavery and arranges for the woman he loves to marry his evil half-brother. So those are the two movies opening in theaters this weekend.
Last Friday, an intoxicated driver in Massachusetts smashed into a snowbank and then ran. Police found him about an hour later, hiding in a tree. And the police yelled at him for come down. His response is, quote, "I'm an owl."
Okay.
For some reason, the police didn't believe that
wow.
He was actually an owl. They called in the fire department. They had to bring in their bucket truck. They got him down, and the police's suspicions were right. Not an owl. He was a person. So he has been arrested and charged. Your Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.